Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A special meeting today for social services leaders in Johnston County after a seven-year-old reported being sexually assaulted at the DSS office.
And starting off pretty calm for us this morning, a very mild here into the next day or so, but we're tracking some showers and chilly temperatures for the weekend. We'll talk about both of those coming up.
And our new jobs report is due out today, what we're expecting to see and how it could affect what you pay at the grocery store and even when you fill up. You have that and more right here on Fox 50. Glad you're with us. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, great to have you along. We've had such a nice week weather-wise. And Friday, headed towards the weekend, everybody's excited. I was like, It's just clouds, though. Anthony Baglione and the WR Severe Weather Center, they're pretty thick out there at Lake Gaston.
Yeah, it really is not a bad start this morning, but of course, we'd love some sunshine to start off our Friday. And I do think as we go through the rest of today into tomorrow, we'll manage to sneak some peaks of sunshine in. So don't worry. Yeah, there's our camera at Lake Gaston. You can barely make out the lake right there. It's very still, but we have some low cloud cover here across a large chunk of our viewing area. Visibilities are down to about 2 miles in Roxboro, only a quarter in South Hill. There is a dense fog advisory out in South Hill, Virginia right now, not the other portions of our viewing area. 9 in Fayetteville, and we're at 5 miles in Clinton. So just be careful if you're out and about early and as you're driving places here to get your Friday started. We check out radar there. We've seen a few light showers around Clinton. Most of this coverage is now currently to the south, Roseboro, even just to your east. It's very light coverage. We're not talking about pouring down rainfall for everyone today, but we'll keep that chance at least for a stray area of rainfall through lunchtime, even into this afternoon and evening. There's future cast by 5 o'clock. A lot of that moves to our eastern counties. And then by Friday night football time frame, looking a whole lot better. But we'll watch that chance for us today. A much cooler weekend, Brian. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes.
It is 8:02 right now, Anthony. We're still watching this crash on 87 southbound in Knightdale. This is just before you get to the 540 interchange. A little bit of fog obscuring the view there on the camera, and you can see the flashing lights, though, through that fog. Everything's confined to the right shoulder. A reminder with North Carolina's move over law, even if the flashing lights are on the shoulder, you need to move over at least one lane if you can to give them some room to work. And in a congested situation like this, just need to slow down considerably. Measuring a 9-minute delay right now on that southbound side of I-87. And as we zoom in there, we're seeing the delays easing up at least a little bit, according to the map. The backups were beginning right there at the Wendell Falls Parkway area. Now it looks like it's a little closer to Smithfield Road, and it's backed up out toward 540. Pick it up from 540. You'll be on the other side of all that. Don't use 64 Business or Knightdale Boulevard as an alternate route because it's starting to get pretty congested through the Knightdale area. A crash with injuries reported right around the Crabtree Valley Mall area on Glenwood Avenue at Lead Mine Road. We are seeing a little bit of a delay in that near that intersection there, not too far from the 440 interchange. On the south side of Raleigh, a report of a minor crash on 40 westbound right around South Saunders Street. Not seeing anything on the camera here at Lake Wheeler Road, but a little bit of a backup perhaps showing up on the sensors through that area. Just allow an extra minute or two to make that trip through South Raleigh. Other major approaches into Raleigh looking pretty good this morning, including the ride in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. Only a 4-minute delay to the 540 interchange. And in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough, no crashes showing up right now, and our major routes are all clear.
Brian, thanks. Happening this morning, the Johnston County Social Services will hold a special meeting. It comes after a 7-year-old was reportedly sexually assaulted by another teenager in an office at that department. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey breaks down what we know about the case and what to expect from that meeting.
The Social Services Board will meet in less than an hour now for a closed meeting. And this comes after a 7-year-old girl says she was sexually assaulted by a 17-year-old at the agency's office. Smithfield police confirmed they are investigating an aggravated assault with sexual motives. Now, police would not say if a juvenile petition has been filed. That petition initiates a court case for someone younger than 18. WRAL investigates spoke with the 7-year-old girl's mother. We're not using her name or showing her face to protect her daughter's identity.
She's at an age where she understands now. So that's going to go with her for the rest of her life. And I know how that feels, and I don't want my child to feel like that.
when we asked Johnston County DSS about how this could have happened at their office in the first place and whether the two were supervised when it happened, they didn't answer our questions directly. Instead, they sent us a statement saying that they're taking these allegations seriously and they're cooperating with police. So we should find out more information about how they're going to handle all of this after their meeting at 9 a.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Johnston County.
The family of a Duke graduate student who was shot and killed in Durham says the man charged with her murder was someone she considered a friend. Angela Reese died after being shot Monday morning at a house on Worth Street. Durham police arrested Stephen DuBose, 30-year-old, on Thursday and charged him with murder. In a phone interview with WRAL, Angela's father told us the arrest gave their family some relief, but no more clarity. He says DuBose helped Angela move in July to Duke.
He was a nice enough guy and seemed, you know, normal, and actually he was helpful.
Angela's dad said she was a passionate, energetic, outgoing person who was loved by many. DuBose is currently in Durham County Jail without bond.
The Wake County Animal Center is shutting its doors for more than a month as it desperately tries to stop the spread of dog flu. We're told at least three dogs at the center have died from the virus. For the next 35 days, the Animal Center will be on lockdown and quarantine. This means people won't be able to adopt a furry friend or surrender a pet during this time. Wake County Animal Center says if you find a stray, try to find its owner and by all means consider getting your pet vaccinated.
In about 30 minutes, we'll get new job data about the nation's job growth, and economists expect it to show job creation through the final months of the year, but just at a slower pace. Experts say that's a good thing. We are expecting anywhere between 100,000 and 170,000 new jobs for September. It's a step back from August when the private sector added 187,000 new jobs. A slowdown in hiring is a sign that inflation is cooling off. The number of new jobs is only slightly below pre-pandemic levels. NC State economist Mike Walden says that could be a good sign for the economy.
It actually is good news. In the economic environment we're in now, with respect to jobs, less is more.
How about this? The tech industry in the Triangle is expected to see growth. According to a recent WRL poll from TechWire, 62% of tech leaders are hiring. Government, education, healthcare, manufacturing, construction, and leisure hospitality are all industries that are also hiring new workers right now.
Well, newly released autopsy results reveal UNC professor Zijie Yen was shot multiple times and he was attacked on campus earlier this semester. Investigators say Yen was identified by his UNC ID. He was found dead in his office at the Cardo Laboratory on August 28th, leading to a lockdown on campus. Yen was an associate professor of applied physical sciences. Police say investigators still have not found the weapon that was used in that killing.
Durham City employees will be getting a bonus in their paychecks next month. City leaders made that decision yesterday after weeks of back-and-forth negotiations. It includes sanitation workers, police, and fire. The amount of the bonuses depends on annual salaries. Employees who make less will get bigger bonuses. The approval came after city councilors suspended the rules to allow them to take the vote at a work session yesterday.
I count it as a win. I mean, because they're going to find the money to make sure that everybody is treated fairly. And we're with that.
The bonuses will cost the city about $6.5 million, but some city councilors say they also want to find more money for employees.
The largest healthcare worker strike in U.S. history is now entering its third day. More than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers have walked off the job and onto the picket line. The work stoppage is expected to end tomorrow morning, but the coalition says it's planning to strike longer in November. That's if a new employment agreement isn't negotiated by then. Workers on the picket line are fighting for better pay and for the healthcare system to fill staffing shortages.
Here's an early good luck wish if you're going to play the Powerball tomorrow night. You could be an instant billionaire before taxes. The jackpot is now estimated $1.4 billion. No one has won the jackpot in more than 10 weeks. You can watch tomorrow night's drawing live at 11 o'clock right here on WRAL.
We're coming up on 810 now. A former USC gynecologist facing sexual abuse allegations from hundreds of women found dead in his home.
To see him die before he could even stand trial is just devastating.
Coming up, we hear from one of his accusers who says she feels like she and other women in the case will never see justice.
And a famous landmark at the State Fair will soon be just a memory. Why the fair plans to tear down Restaurant Row.
And we have a cold front on the way that's going to bring some chilly air this weekend. Temperatures in the 40s in some spots. We'll talk about here if it comes with any rainfall, though, and more sunshine coming up after the break.
Coming up on 8:13 is the time right now. As you take a live look from our WRL LiveCam network, this is Franklinton. Good morning to you. It's clouds hanging around there. Still haven't seen the sun just poke through just yet. Off and on as you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. And I say off and on. Anthony, are we going to get a little bit of sunshine here today mixed in with these clouds?
Yeah, I think thankfully, at least to kind of help out with our Friday feel, we'll get a little bit and then some more cloud cover here. And it's just kind of that filtered sunshine look, if you will. Where we sit right now, the cold front that's going to bring the chilly temperatures this weekend is currently back to our west. What happens out ahead of the front is it sparks some lift within our atmosphere, and that's why we're seeing back toward the mountains, even approaching our area, where we have that chance of a few light areas of rainfall today. This, though, is the bigger implication, I think, from that front. We're talking temperatures Sunday morning and Monday morning in the low to mid 40s and then low 50s next week. So it's going to have some implications there as far as temperatures, in addition to the rainfall in some spots that we're seeing this morning. There's our Lake Gaston camera, or what is kind of trying to peek through there, Lake Gaston. You can see it's very nice and calm. We do have some visibility issues out there, though, right now with some low cloud cover. Only a mile in front of you is how far you can see there in Roxborough, a quarter mile in South Hill, Virginia, around, let's say, 5 to 7 here in the triangle. So what that's saying is there's some low clouds. Just be careful as you're headed out. We do not have any dense fog advisories, things like that, as we speak for our area. Heading down to the south, though, this is where we've been seeing a few light showers starting to fizzle a little bit, just to the southwest of Clinton right there, down toward Garland, still hanging on to some. It's pretty light coverage. We're not expecting thunderstorms today, but just like we saw over the past couple of hours, hit or miss shower activity. Some of those could be some moderate pockets, if you will. There's lunchtime. We head around the triangle, even back to our eastern counties at that point. It's not going to be a big time rainmaker. So if you have plans today, you're heading out into this evening, Friday night football, I would not cancel any of those. It just maybe if you're headed out, just keep the umbrella handy just in case. There's what we're looking at here for our Friday night football forecast. 70 there at 8 o'clock, a 20% chance, just a stray shower passing on through. And then we see a pretty dry weekend on the way. Maybe before about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, there could be an early shower. Otherwise, looks like a dry day, 73. We're at 65 into our Sunday. It will be breezy, though, tomorrow behind the cold front, potentially 20 to maybe 30 mile an hour wind gusts. That's going to be another factor for us. And then Sunday looks nice and calm. There's a look at the tropics for you. The 8 o'clock advisory, 50 mile per hour winds on Tropical Storm Philippe. This is going to head up toward Maine as we head into the latter portions of this weekend. 60 mile per hour winds still as a tropical storm. That is it as far as any other tropical activity that we're watching currently. We're at 73 there on our Saturday, 65 on Sunday. Morning temperatures there in the 40s, back in the 50s early next week. And then, Brian, looks like a beautiful start there for the fair at 77.
Anthony, it is just about 8:16, and it's a fairly quiet morning around the triangle, but I'm still watching those delays in Knightdale on 87 southbound with a crash just before you get to the 540 interchange. You can see the delays begin just before you get to Smithfield Road. Here's that camera at Bethlehem Road looking back toward 540 and through the fog there. You can kind of see those flashing lights associated with that crash on the right shoulder. Seeing a lot of improvement, though, in that southbound trip from the 64 business interchange back toward 540 and beyond. Only about a 4-minute delay showing up on the sensor readings right now. I am seeing the delays on 64 business westbound or Knightdale Boulevard westbound also easing as you head toward 540. So some good news there. Elsewhere around the triangle, a little bit of a backup perhaps on 40 westbound approaching the South Saunders Street area. There's a report of a minor crash out there, not causing any big problems. Also, they're still working to get this crash cleared from Glenwood Avenue right around Leadmine Road in front of Crabtree Valley Mall. Not seeing any big backups through there. Here's a look at your major approaches into Durham. At this point in our morning commute, we're not seeing any big problems on I-40 and only about a 1-minute delay as you come in from the north side of Durham on southbound 501 from Infinity Road down to the I-85 interchange.
Brian, thanks. We are learning more about the decision by the Biden administration to clear the path to build a new section of the border wall in South Texas. The decision comes as border crisis continues at a record pace. Last month, there were more than 200,000 illegal crossings in the southern border. Now, the initial wall was a policy cornerstone of the Trump administration. The new project calls for about 20 additional miles of that barrier. Now, the political implications could stretch much further. The president now saying he had no choice.
I tried to get them to reappropriate, to redirect that money. They didn't. They wouldn't. And in the meantime, there's nothing under the law other than they have to use the money for what it was appropriate. I can't stop that.
Do you believe the border wall works?
No.
Well, the White House reiterating the money to pay for that project comes from appropriated funds earmarked specifically for physical border barriers, and that the administration was under a deadline to use those funds.
Former President Donald Trump has asked to dismiss a $500 million lawsuit against his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. The former president filed a lawsuit against Cohen in April. The suit claimed Cohen breached his duties as Trump's attorney and spread lies about the former president. But Trump's legal team dismissed the lawsuit without prejudice, which would allow them to refile again in the future. Cohen was a key witness to testify before a Manhattan grand jury that approved the 34-count indictment against Trump.
The former U.S. gynecologist who was awaiting trial on sex-related charges has been found dead in his Los Angeles home. Disgraced gynecologist Dr. George Tyndall was found dead on Wednesday. He was 76 years old. In 2018, hundreds of women accused Tyndall of preying on them during his 27 years working on that campus. He'd recently been ordered to stand trial next year on sex crimes against 16 women, including former USC student Lucy Chi. She says Tyndall assaulted her during an examination in 2012.
I think we were all hopeful to see some justice. And we're going through all the stages of grief together right now.
USC spent more than $1 billion settling with more than 100 women who accused Tyndall of criminal and inappropriate sexual behavior from 2009 until 2016. The women accused the university of failing to protect them despite years of complaints.
This is quite a reversal of fortune and good news for UNC football fans. Wide receiver Tez Walker will be eligible to play in tomorrow's game against Syracuse.
You're eligible.
That is so good. The team posted the video to social media yesterday showing the moment Coach Mack Brown broke that news to Walker. The NCAA had declared him ineligible earlier in the year because he had transferred twice. Fans, players, coaches, Governor Roy Cooper, everyone lobbied for him to get a waiver for eligibility. And yesterday, the NCAA reversed its earlier decision. He joins a UNC team that is 4-0 right now on the season, ranked 14th in the country, and hosting Syracuse at home. Keenan Stadium will be rocking with the return of Tez, 3:30 tomorrow.
A lot of people will be watching that. Well, the place that many go to get a ham biscuit and a slice of pie at a state fair will soon be a thing of the past. The state fair plans to demolish the long lunch stand building, better known as Restaurant Row. It's home to some of the longest-running food concessions at the state fair, including churches, nonprofits, family-run kitchens. Honeycutts has been at that fair and in that building for 90 years, serving Meemaw's biscuits. Apex Lions Club has had that spot there for 80 years. The state fair plans to replace Restaurant Row with a modern Midway event center that can be used year-round.
So the North Carolina State Fair is all about traditions, and there certainly are many traditions in that building. We feel like we're going to build an opportunity for some new traditions as well.
There's thousands of people that are going to be shocked when they come. And that's the sad part, you know. And when they ask why, it's progress, but with not a good outlook for the future as far as I'm concerned.
If Horace's voice sounds familiar, he is lemon pie, pecan pie. Yeah, that's him right there. The group's displays by Restaurant Row can apply to come back in 2024. Like other vendors, though, the fair is not guaranteeing them a spot.
Solid impression, Ken.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do what I can.
Another UNC system school will offer free tuition to students from low-income families. UNC Asheville is following Chapel Hill's lead. It'll cover all fees and tuition costs for North Carolina residents whose adjusted gross income is $80,000 or less. The new program will be available to first-year and transfer students entering the school in the fall of 2024. Applications are available at unca.edu.
It's a first-of-its-kind football helmet created to help people who are deaf or hard of hearing. Gallaudet University teamed up with AT&T to create a 5G helmet. It visually communicates plays to the players. Coaches on the sidelines select the play from a tablet. The quarterback will then receive it in augmented reality and the digital display within the visor of the helmet. The new helmets will be used for the first time in competition tomorrow against Hybert College.
Love that initiative right there. Pretty cool looking. A couple who first gambled on love decades ago took another roll of the dice to get a casino world record. John and Christina Mahaffey got married 21 years ago, so to recognize they've beat the odds for a lasting marriage, they went on an unofficial world record binge to place slot machine bets at the most casinos in 24-hour period. Well, the Mahaffeys hit 93 casinos in all, beating the old record, which was just 74. They topped it by a bunch. Christina says time was money, so they were very methodical to nab that record.
We had it planned out. I had a Google map set up, as well as a spreadsheet that literally had every stop, the estimated time we thought we'd get every place, an estimated time we thought we'd spend in each casino. So we literally had it planned to the minute, at least as much as we could.
Placed that last bet at 1:30 yesterday afternoon in Vegas. Walked 18 miles to make it all happen.
Love it. We're back.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. It's great to have you along this morning. You're waking up to some fall temperatures for sure. Let's get over to meteorologist Anthony Baglioni at the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, Ken, very comfortable for us this morning, and we're in the 60s for most of us, 65 in Raleigh and Durham, very close to 70 in Clinton, a little bit of humidity that's also helping to keep some light showers fuel down to our south. Visibility has been an issue, though, out there for us this morning. We're at about 1 mile in Roxborough, 5 in South Hill, around the triangle, about 5 to 7 miles in front of you. So you may want to just leave a little bit of extra time out there. This is what the fall front is going to do, though, for us this weekend. 45 into our Sunday morning, 44 on Monday. So definitely some chillier air headed this way.
Anthony, 827 right now. We're watching a crash on the south side of Raleigh, blocking the left lane there on 40 westbound at the South Saunders Street interchange. It's a minor crash, but we are seeing some backups there, about a 4-minute delay showing up. And as we take a look at it on the map, that section of 40 westbound where you're going to run into those delays begins right around the Rock Quarry Road area through Hammond Road. Also still seeing some lingering delays on 87 southbound in Knightdale, a crash just before you get to the 540 interchange. You can see it all over here on the right shoulder, about a 5-minute delay as you head out toward 540.
The Johnston County Social Services will hold a special meeting today. It comes after a 7-year-old may have been sexually assaulted by a teenager in an office at that department. She says she was touched by a 17-year-old male in custody of Child Protective Services. Well, the family of a Duke graduate student shot and killed in Durham says the man charged with her murder was someone she considered a friend. Durham police arrested 30-year-old Stefan DeBose for the murder of Angela Reese. Reese's dad says DeBose helped Angela move into her Duke apartment back in July. More local news ahead on Fox 50, and the Today Show continues on WRAL.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now on Fox 50, a special meeting today for social services leaders in Johnston County after a 7-year-old reported being sexually assaulted by a teenager at a DSS office.
And we have a cold front on the way that could bring some light rain showers for us today into tomorrow, but I'll talk about just how chilly temperatures could get coming up.
Also, a new jobs report is due out today, what we're expecting to see and how it could affect how much you pay at things like the grocery store. That is coming up in just moments. That report will be out, so you don't have to wait any longer for more news right here. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith, and of course, we're waking up to some low-hanging clouds. In some cases, it looks foggy. There's really a lot of clouds out there. Let's get back over to meteorologist Anthony Baglioni in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking how our day is going to shape up.
The clouds have really been with us, guys, here over the past couple of hours. We've even seen some peaks of sunshine around the triangle and down to the south, but really here across our Lake Gaston camera, this has been been pretty locked into that blanket of cloud cover around, like, let's say, Raleigh, Durham. We have managed to see at least a little bit of that filtered sunshine, is what we'll call it. Through today, overall, partly to mostly cloudy. So it's not going to be a straight cloudy day, but not straight sun-filled either. 65 is where we sit. Good morning to you in Raleigh, 69 in Clinton. We're at 68, a very comfortable 68 in Goldsboro. Temperatures today really won't take a dive quite yet. Tomorrow and Sunday is where we feel the impacts of that cold front coming through. We're seeing visibilities down to about 1 mile there in Roxboro, 5 in South Hill, around 7 in the Triangle there. So that low-hanging cloud cover definitely causing some issues in that regard. There's where we're headed, though. Check out those morning temperatures. Sunday morning at 45, 44, even chillier there to start early next week, and then we get back in the low 50s. So a big-time difference here compared to what we've been used to. We'll talk about, though, any rain chances to come along with this, guys, here as we head into the weekend in just a few minutes.
Happening this morning, the Johnston County Social Services will hold a special called meeting that comes after a 7-year-old says she was sexually assaulted by a teenager in an office at that department. WRL's Kelsey Coffey breaks down what we know about this case and what to expect from this meeting.
The Social Services Board will meet in less than an hour now for a closed meeting. And this comes after a 7-year-old girl says she was sexually assaulted by a 17-year-old at the agency's office. Smithfield police confirmed they are investigating an aggravated assault with sexual motives. Now, police would not say if a juvenile petition has been filed. That petition initiates a court case for someone younger than 18. WREL Investigates spoke with the 7-year-old girl's mother. We're not using her name or showing her face to protect her daughter's identity.
She's at an age where she understands now. So that's going to go with her for the rest of her life. And I know how that feels, and I don't want my child to feel like that.
When we asked Johnston County DSS about how this could have happened at their office in the first place and whether the two were supervised when it happened, they didn't answer our questions directly. Instead, they sent us a statement saying that they're taking these allegations seriously and they're cooperating with police. So we should find out more information about how they're going to handle all of this after their meeting at 9 a.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Johnston County.
The family of a Duke graduate student shot and killed in Durham says the man charged with her murder was considered a friend. Angela Reese died after being shot Monday morning at her house on Worth Street. Durham police arrested 30-year-old Stefan DeBose on Thursday and charged him with murder. In a phone interview with WREL, Angela's dad, Matt, told us the arrest gave his family some relief, but still no answers.
We can't even imagine what transpired or what the motive was. She befriended a lot of people. And, you know, most of the time, that's a good thing.
Angela's dad said she was a passionate, energetic, and outgoing person and was loved by so many. DeBose is currently in the Durham County Jail without bond.
Breaking right now in the WREL Live Center, the job report just came out. 336,000 jobs were added in the month of September. This just came out about a minute ago. This is much higher than expected. Economists did expect the U.S. economy to add 170,000 jobs, 336,000 jobs in September. And you can see another breaking highlight on CNBC right now. Dow futures drop 150 points as that news comes out. This is a live look at the futures this morning. The Dow Jones down even more, about 220 points this morning. NASDAQ down about 180.
And the Federal Reserve will be looking at those numbers very closely. Thanks a lot, Michelle. Well, the Wake County Animal Center shutting its doors for more than a month as it desperately tries to stop the spread of dog flu. We're told at least 3 dogs at the center have died from the virus. For the next 35 days, the Animal Center will be on lockdown and quarantine. This means people won't be able to adopt a furry friend or surrender a pet during this time. Now, this morning, prevention is a big focus for pet owners, boarding facilities, and doggy daycares, including the Canine Cabana Dog Resort in Garner.
Everything we do here, from disinfecting with a hospital-grade disinfectant, mopping constantly to water bowls, is purely to make sure everybody's as healthy as humanly possible.
Well, dog owners should watch out for any sort of respiratory signs or coughing that their pets may endure. Wake County Animal Center says if you find a stray, try to find its owner, and by all means, consider getting your pet vaccinated.
The search for a new Speaker of the House is heating up on Capitol Hill, where you're looking live right there on the right side of your screen. In a post to social media just after midnight, former President Donald Trump gave his endorsement. Trump says he's backing Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan for the role. In a post to Truth Social, Trump called Jordan a star who is respected by all and said he will be a great Speaker of the House. This comes after there was speculation Trump was considering a visit to Capitol Hill to meet with Republicans about his own interest in serving as Speaker.
Well, Durham City employees will be getting a bonus in their next paychecks next month. City leaders made that decision yesterday after weeks of back-and-forth negotiations. This includes sanitation workers, police, and fire. The amount of the bonuses depends on annual salaries. Now, employees who make less will get a bigger bonus. The approval came after city council suspended the rules to allow them to take a vote at yesterday's work session.
Today, negotiations are moving forward for the Hollywood Actors Union. The actors and film studios say their talks will resume today. They're also planning to meet over the weekend. Actors have been on strike since July, calling for higher pay, better residual payments, and regulations on the use of artificial intelligence.
Congratulations are in order for Wake County's new principal of the year, Winston Pierce from Farmington Woods Elementary in Cary. The ceremony was held last night at Angus Barn in Raleigh. Pierce has been principal of Farmington Woods since 2010 and has been a finalist for the award multiple times. She spoke about what this honor means to her.
I'm so proud to be a member of the Wake County Public School System, but I'm just humbled. This is a peer-initiated honor, and to be validated in the work that I love doing each and every day by the other wonderful principals in our district is just an incredible honor.
Well, Leslie Anderson was named Assistant Principal of the Year. She's currently the Assistant Principal at Willow Spring High School and has been with the district for 10 years.
It is said misery loves company, but now the Carolina Panthers are alone at the bottom, the only winless team left in the NFL. A name familiar to Panthers fans played a huge role in getting the Chicago Bears their first win of the season last night. DJ Moore caught 8 passes for 230 yards and 3 touchdowns, and the Bears rolled over Washington 40-20. Bears are now 1-4 on the season. Their first win. The Panthers will try to join them in the win column Sunday right here on Fox 50, playing the tough Detroit Lions. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. Then at 7 on WREL, Football Night in America, followed by the Dallas Cowboys taking on the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday Night Football. That all kicks off at 8:20.
Well, coming up on 8:40 now, the mother of a 17-year-old killed in Raleigh this week is mourning that loss.
He touched each and everyone's heart.
The man accused of killing that teen is behind bars after facing a judge for the first time.
And just 3 weeks from Halloween, coming up, which Halloween candy reigns supreme here in North Carolina?
And heading to break, I want to take you back outside and show you all the low-hanging clouds there in the Bull City. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione is tracking a cold front moving into the Triangle this weekend. How long we can expect temperatures to last when they pop in here on Sunday. Welcome back at 8:42 as we took a live look now at North Hills, a rather cloudy looking day hanging over the Triangle this morning. Let's get over to meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRO Severe Weather Center, tracking how this day and the weekend might be shaping up.
Yeah, Ken, thankfully the weekend on the whole is really actually looking pretty nice. We have the fall-like temperatures on the way. It's going to be pretty calm, comfortable, no big rainfall. But where we sit right now, we have the cloud cover. We have kind of some mild temperatures, if you will. There's a look at where the front is currently. It's back to our west, and as the name implies, cold front. It's going to bring in some cooler temperatures, mainly for our Sunday and Monday morning. It is going to be just chilly in some spots, and we'll talk about that here in a second. This kind of sums up the picture, though. This is our Lake Aston camera, and not everyone is seeing the cloud cover like we're seeing on this camera, but this is a pretty widespread kind of occurrence, especially across the northern parts of our viewing area. Very still, though, you see the water not bouncing around too much, but we have the low clouds and temperatures in the 60s right now up to the north. And we're at 61 in Roxborough. Good morning to you. 67 in Fayetteville, 65 in Raleigh, and 69 in Clinton. Temperatures here behind the cold front, they really don't start to filter in where we get that kind of fresh fall feel until tomorrow, and then Sunday, I think, is when we'll start to notice it. Going through today, let's time out Futurecast. A lot of the rainfall that we could see today is going to be very light. You notice there as we go into the afternoon, into the evening, there's 5 o'clock or so. Even by Friday night football time frame, it's very sporadic coverage, but I can't rule it out completely. So there's just that chance today of a few passing showers. Most of the games, though, looking pretty good. 70 degrees there at 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock, we're at 69. And just a 20% chance of a stray shower there through the game. Feeling very fall-like, though, as we head into tomorrow and Sunday. 73 tomorrow, 65 on Sunday. There could also be just a very light shower tomorrow morning, let's say before about 10 a.m. If you want to get up, maybe take the dog out, just enjoy your Saturday morning. That's when I think, unfortunately, that time frame for a passing shower could be. Through the afternoon, we should be good. A lot of sunshine here both days, 65 on Sunday. It will be breezy tomorrow, though, behind this cold front. We could see winds gusting 20, 25 miles an hour here. I don't think it's out of the question tomorrow. There's the big time forecast implication, though, from that cold front. 45 on Sunday morning. We're at 44 Monday morning and then back in the low 50s early next week before we kind of get a return to some normal temperatures through the majority of next week's afternoons. Tropical Storm Philippe right now still churning in the tropics, 50 mile per hour winds. It is 165 miles south of Bermuda. Going to take that track up toward Maine, actually, as a tropical storm into Sunday, a track that we've actually seen a couple times this season. Other than that, things are nice and calm in the tropics right now. A very fall forecast, though, 73 tomorrow, 65 on Sunday. We see temperatures into next week back in the mid to upper 70s and continued sunshine there for the first day of the state fair.
A man appeared in court for the first time since being charged with killing a 17-year-old in Raleigh. 23-year-old David Addy is accused of shooting DJ Ruffin. A judge denied bond yesterday for Addy. Ruffin recently graduated from high school. He was shot in this park on New Hope Road Monday night. His mother says her son was just hanging out with friends when he was shot several times.
He was silly. He had a great personality. He would give the shirt off his back for anyone. He loved family. He loved his friends. He was such a lovable person.
Investigators are still working to determine what led up to that deadly shooting.
Well, school boards are updating their policies to meet the new requirements in the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights. The controversial law gives parents more say in their children's education. That includes what access they'll have to learning materials and curriculum. If parents take issue with a certain topic or activity, in most cases, they can take that to the school in writing. Some students may even opt out of certain classes.
The educator or school will provide an alternative space or activity for that student to be respectful of the parents' wishes.
Ultimately, how those issues are handled will be up to each school district. As part of the budget, school districts have until January to meet these new requirements. In the meantime, many districts are working on draft policies and consulting with their attorneys to make sure they are in compliance.
Durham police say they're looking for a woman who they believe is involved in a robbery of a sweepstakes store. Surveillance pictures here show from the store on Avondale Drive. Investigators say this woman pretended to be a customer and then helped two masked men rob the store. The men pointed guns at employees and forced them to open the cash register. They got away with $1,000. You're asked to call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. What started as a short-term Airbnb rental has turned into a two-year nightmare, says a Los Angeles homeowner. According to the owner, a woman has been living there for more than a year and refuses to leave, but won't pay up either. She says since April 2022, a tenant inside moved in, never moved out, and demands a relocation fee of $100,000. The tenant's attorney says his client was not required to pay rent because the city had never approved the property to be rented. However, after 6 months without payment, the unit's homeowner was able to take legal action against her unwilling tenant. The pair are still fighting it all out in court.
Fall is here, and there are plenty of festivals, concerts, and other events you can enjoy as the weather cools down this weekend.
We have a look at some of them. WRL's Out and About Best Bets right here. Smithfield's Ava Gardner Festival is happening tonight through Sunday. This year's festival is the culmination of a year-long celebration of the actress's 100th birthday. There's a free screening of Showboat tonight at the Neuse River Amphitheater. Saturday and Sunday, you can take tours, visit the museum, and meet special guests. WRL is a proud community partner.
The Triangle Walk to End Alzheimer's is happening tomorrow morning at Halifax Mall in Raleigh. There's still time to join the hundreds of people who will walk to raise money for the Alzheimer's care, support, and research. The opening ceremony set for 10 tomorrow morning. WREL is a proud community partner, and our Chris Lee will be the MC for that event.
Also, the 2023 Mighty Give Back Benefit Concert is tomorrow night at Red Hat Amphitheater. Jason Isbell and the 400 units headline the show. It's organized by Band Together. It helps people in the Triangle find affordable housing. WREL and Fox 50 are proud sponsors. For more of this weekend's best bets, you can just head over to the Out and About page on WREL.com.
Well, the town of Nashville won't be having a social district downtown. The social districts have been popping up in a number of communities, including right here in Raleigh. It's where people can walk down the street with open alcoholic beverages. In a unanimous vote, the Nashville City Council decided against allowing one downtown. Council members agreed to consider a social district in the area called Junction at a later date.
A heads up to families preparing for a trip next year. You can find lower prices to Disney theme parks starting later this month. October 24th, the Disneyland Resort theme park in California is offering tickets for kids ages 3 to 9 years old for as low as $50. The tickets are valid between January 8th and March 10th of next year. Children's ticket prices and dining plans at Disney World in Orlando will be cut in half. That discount applies to 4-day, 4-night vacation packages. The deal can be used from March 3rd through June 30th of next year.
Well, time now for entertainment news. Here's David Daniel with today's Hollywood Minute.
This has been the most extraordinary experience of my entire life.
Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, has racked up more than $100 million in worldwide ticket sales more than a week before the concert film debuts. That's according to AMC Theaters, which is distributing the film, though the total includes all outlets scheduled to host screenings. The Eras Tour opens Friday, October 13th at 8,500 theaters in some 100 countries.
When I read something that I think is good.
Kevin Costner is saddling up for another Western. Horizon, an American saga, directed and co-written by Costner, covers 15 years of Western expansion and settlement. Sienna Miller, Sam Worthington, and Jenna Malone co-star in the two-part saga. Part 1 opens in theaters June 28th, Part 2 August 16th.
We need to make it easier to do the right thing.
Football legend-turned-actor Dick Butkus has died. The NFL and his longtime team, the Chicago Bears, shared the news on social media. After a Hall of Fame football career, Butkus went on to an even longer acting career with dozens of TV and film roles, including the series Hang Time. Dick Butkus was 80. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Well, Paris is known as the City of Lights, but now it's known more like the City of Bite because of an infestation of bedbugs. Posts on social media in recent weeks have shown the bugs crawling around high-speed trains and on the Paris metro. There have also been reports of infestations at movie theaters and the waiting area at Charles de Gaulle Airport.
That is just becoming an issue for the Parisians in our daily life.
Well, the French government is stepping in to try to fix the situation as the city prepares to host the Olympics next summer. The prime minister has called for a special meeting on how to control the crisis.
A new expansion team is coming to the WNBA. This will mark the league's 13th franchise. The commissioner made the announcement yesterday, saying the new team will be located in the San Francisco Bay Area. It'll be owned and operated by the NBA's Golden State Warriors. The team has not been named yet. It'll begin playing in 2025. A wedding guest in New York had an unexpected rider on his way to the party. This is a Brooklyn-sized New York City rat right there. Kevin Coop was headed to an upstate New York wedding, and he found that large city rat hitching a ride on his BMW. The rat is seen scampering up the hood of his car and buries itself between the car's windshield there. Coop did not say if the rat managed to escape its new life in upstate New York for a little relocation process there. I can just tell you, I'm glad that Michelle McConkie didn't have to see that.
I can't look either. I just can't look. All right. Before we head to break, we want to get to the winning lottery numbers. Have a good day.